Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live. Today is a Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2016. Have a live show for you today. I just ask that you all bear with me today. I bit my tongue pretty severe, so I'm going to be taking some breaks in between, not just to catch up in my overall speaking. Man, it got me pretty good, but I'm good because I put some colloidal silver on it, and I am pretty much good to go. But with that being said, hey, we got a live show for you today, November the 22nd, 2016. And before we get into today's show, let me fix this really quick. And what we're going to do is we're going to first talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important that we do that and maintain the overall direction and the possibilities that this network definitely has as it becomes more and more important, as you're going to start to see that throughout our dealings with relations with us economically, relations geopolitically, relationships culturally. Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network are very, very important and going to be key to that. And so we need to ensure that this network continues to grow the way that it's growing. And you can do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you'll be able to move to the far right-hand margin and you'll see the donation icon that's there, the green donation icon. You can directly and expediently give to the network from that icon. Also, you can go to the next to the homepage. You can go to crowdfunding digital black media if you would like to do it that way as well. And it explains everything that you can do and how you can support this network and to ensure that this network is continuously doing what it's been doing and to assist and help it grow so that we can have this network for the future. So, very, very important. Also, while you're there, don't hesitate to stop at BTR Community. It's also in the far right-hand margin. All you have to do is follow it all the way down to the bottom of the page, towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see a B that's there, and that is the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has created for you. We've gotten off of the other, off of Fed Book, what I like to say, Fed Book. And we are on, have our own social media outlet, and that is really good because that helps us all. Oh, Scotty, I didn't even see that you had chatted there. I didn't even know I didn't have that up. What's up, Scotty? So, very, very important, you know, this BTR community is a place where you can post your ideas, you can post some of the things that you're doing, you can post your business, you can post some of the things that's going on in your community, and you can post things that you think are relevant for the overall general conversation or energy or movement towards things that are important to you. And this is a place where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder. And that is so, so important, especially in today's world. And also, it keeps you from being, it will keep you from actually being adversely affected by just some of the things that you would post, like you would in other social media outlets such as Facebook, or as one brother called it yesterday, Fake Book. I think it was Jerry that called it Fake Book. So that is very, very important. Also, if you're interested in, oh, sorry, and for BTR community, it only costs $24 a year. Very, very important. $24 a year to maintain that whole network. And so that's so cool. And there's a lot of postings. I don't post inside of other social media outlets anymore at all for anything. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be deactivating the different accounts that I have in the coming future here, probably over this weekend. Now, also want to talk to you about tomorrow's show. Have to talk to Brother Davis to see if we're going to have a Wise Wednesday. And as soon as we find out from Brother Davis, we'll let you know. Otherwise, I will be traveling tomorrow, so I won't be available for the show, just to let you guys know. So it's either going to be Wise Wednesday, a live show with the Davis team, or we'll have to rebroadcast one of the other shows, and that's going to go for now. I don't think I won't be back until the weekend. So we'll probably miss Friday's show, too. I've totally forgot about the time frame of the holiday season. So just to give you all a heads up, and hopefully you all will enjoy. And please don't engage in consumerism on Black Friday. First thing that you keep yourself in the black. Do not allow yourself to go into the red. So we talked a little bit about that yesterday, and we'll definitely talk about it again today. Also, if you're interested in saving and actually converting your paper into real money, your currency that you're paid in, and I always say that the wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. Every person that I know and every person that you know is paid in cash or a debt or a slave's wage. So definitely you want to convert that into real money, into an asset that has real value. And you can do that with us at Prosperity Mint, and it's PROSPERITY MINT, Mint, Prosperity Mint. And definitely you can go there and exchange your currency into real money, and that's what you want to save in. You use your currency for what it should be used for, but you save in real assets, something that has real value, intrinsical value. Just because it exists, it is worth something. Just because it exists, it can do something that is extremely valuable. So very, very important. Definitely check out that. And before you engage in that, once you're ready to do that, I would prefer, and it'd be in your best interest, to email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. All of the numbers are numerical. Wolf, the number 6, pack, the number 1@gmail.com. So someone can help you and make sure that you are getting and explaining the process to you so that you'll know exactly what you're getting. So with that being said, let me... One second. Let's jump into what's in the news. Let me pull this up here. Bear with me all, please. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article that we posted, it was kind of an extension from yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, it was an extension from yesterday. But before we do that, before we jump on to one, and I missed one that I really needed to talk to you about. Let me pull this one down. There was an article that was from, I think it was from RT International. No, it was from Sputnik News International. And it said that, bear with me, y'all. It's going to take me a little while to talk things through today. Man, I really got myself pretty good. All right, so there was an article that we posted yesterday from Sputnik News. And let me pull this up real quick because it's taking too long. It says Ukrainian operatives abduct Russian service members. And I forgot to mention this yesterday. And let me tell you, folks, this thing that we're going to start to see in today's show, we're going to talk about the displacement of the United States and how it's going to be played out, or how it's going to lead to a historical event where it will be like the other empires that have fallen before, and actually it will have a a legacy like some of the other, or some myths and some mystique about it like other former empires, and it will be known as the Great American Empire. The United States will be talked about. They'll write all kinds of fictional books about it, and there'll be some historical account, but some of it will be askew. But it will be talked about. The demise of it will be the biggest thing about it. So definitely, you know, we're going to talk about that and actually look at how that could start to play out and how you can see that now. But I wanted to bring up this article from Sputnik News: Russian servicemen kidnapped in Crimea by Ukrainian operatives. And this was the article from yesterday, but let's check it out real quick. Ukrainian special operatives have abducted two Russian servicemen in Crimea and are attempting to press criminal charges against them, the Russian military is reporting. Moscow said they are considering the kidnapping a flagrant prerogative for, and is demanding that the immediate release, tongue's a little swollen. In return of Marskim and whatever this other gentleman in Alexandria to Russia. We consider such actions by the Ukrainian security body against Russian citizens as another flagrant provocation and demand their immediate release to Russia. Now, let me tell you, this is going to start to, you're going to start to see a lot of this to start to build. And I wouldn't be surprised for the EU, NATO, and Russia to start to move closer to confrontation. And, yeah, the overall honeymoon between the celebrity figureheads being elected and everything else, that will have its moment, but then it's going to quickly close. And the overall direction towards war that the U.S. was on with Russia is going to pick back up speed. It has not gone away at all. It is just probably, at the most, is going to be delayed, and there will probably be events to antagonize and to instigate that even further. And to me, this is definitely one pretty significant. So check out that article and read between the lines. Okay, so for today's posting, just check out what's in the news. First article we posted from the New York Post. And my commentary was that it's all a setup of real-life mainstream modern clowns trying to play you the fool. Donald Trump's media summit was a effing firing squad. Donald Trump scolded media big shots during the off the record, Donald Trump's tower sit down on Monday, sources told the Post. It was like a effing firing squad, one source said of the encounter. Trump started with the CNN chief, Jeff Zucker, and said, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar, and you should be ashamed, the source said. So we're going to take a look at this because this is the setup, folks, that is going to play itself out to actually adversely affect the way of life of people here, especially those that are not going to be prepared for what they plan on triggering. So check out that article, and we're going to check that article out and see how that plays into today's show. Next article comes from RT International. Fukushima reactor cooling system stopped following the earthquake and tsunami. The cooling system of the third reactor at Fukushima nuclear power plant has stopped circulating water following a powerful 7.3 offshore earthquake. TEPCO said it managed to restart the system some 90 minutes after the failure. So the earthquake was pretty measurable. Then since then, I've done a couple other articles. Fukushima was hit by large aftershocks, and some in the range of in the five. So it continues to be affected with aftershocks. Right now, the earth is ringing like a bell and is putting a lot of tectonic pressure on. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's it, because you remember now, there was a couple of sevens, high sevens, in the past 14 days. That is going to cause other places to actually to displace the overall pressure to cause other earthquakes in magnitudes or greater than the ones that you're seeing. So I believe it's a 48 or 72-hour window after your last major earthquake where another major one that could be bigger than that one could spring up, and I wouldn't be surprised. So just so that you know, be aware. Next article came from Inkling.com. For the first time in India, the rich beg the poor to help them, and we're definitely going to take a look at this article. I think it has a lot of legs for what I expect to see here. Next article, Tando Radio Show Live today, the 22nd, is going to be part two, How Will History Record America, the Failed Empire from Long Ago. It's going to be today's show. Next, and at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. Definitely would help today because my doggone can barely talk. All right, so next article. This one comes from The New Yorker, and it goes right along with the other first article that we posted. Donald Trump's personally blast the press, The New Yorker says. So we're going to take a look at this, and I think because this gives you, to me, it gives you a lot of indication of what they plan on doing. If you know what they've done in the past before, you can see what they're going to do in the future. And this is my opinion, all a setup. This is why the celebrity figureheads that you saw from Dump to Chillery running was all a part of the agenda so that their agenda would always be on hand. And I think that you'll be able to see how this is going to unfold. And I'm going to give, you know, some of my opinions. And this is all a part of how this is going to be a very key tripping point in the demise of what many of us have known as the United States, which is a fictitious, fraudulent facade. Anyhow, next article comes from Red Flag News. CNN exposes Emmy award-winning former CNN journalist blows the whistle. CNN is paid by foreign and domestic government agencies for specific content. This has been out for a little while, but it's going to really get legs now because this is all going to be a part of controlling propaganda in a very different way, and it's a very shrewd way in which they're doing. So check out that article because it all goes hand in hand. Next one. This is a very important article towards the demise of what we have known as the United States. China touts its own trade pact as U.S.-backed one wilters. China said it hopes to conclude an Asian-wide trade pact as soon as possible, a sign of Beijing's intent to broaden its regional influence amidst the apparent collapse the apparent collapse of the U.S.-backed Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, this apparent collapse is not only just in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as in the whole United States, ladies and gentlemen. This is the predictive language that they're giving you for the future. A Chinese foreign minister spokesperson said on Tuesday, today, that the Asian leaders are pressing ahead with talks for a 10-nation regional comprehensive economic partnership that China has backed as an alternative to the U.S.-led deal. And we're definitely going to take a look at that and see what that means. Very, very important, because this will adversely affect you if you're not prepared for it. And this is what we've been talking about for so long. Next article comes from Press TV. California's independent effort begins. A group called for California's secession from the United States has submitted a proposal for ballot measures on removing a piece of the state's constitution that describes it as an inseparable part of America. Come in. That one hurt. So we're going to take a look at that, because this is what I think that you're going to see a lot of fracturing. So we'll take a look at that as well. Next article comes from Neon Nettle. Trump to ban Saudi Arabian oil to create independent energy for the U.S. Saudi Arabia warns Trump on banning oil. Trump has announced his plans to put a ban on oil from Saudi Arabia, causing a panic among the Saudis. Trump's goal is to make America's energy great again. But will it? Saudi Arabia has already warned Trump that the banning their oil would cause serious damage to the U.S. economy. And here we go, folks. It's about to really kick off. Next article. This one comes from Northern Man Traders. Empty promises. Very, very good article. This is one I don't think that you should sleep on. Very, very good article, and we're definitely going to take a look at that. And I would say, let me just read the headliners on this. Markets have been on a tear since the election night. The principal reason? The perceived notion of another set of stimulus packages hitting markets during the next presidency, specifically the notion of corporate tax cuts and increasing infrastructure and military spending, has set financial and industrial stocks flying higher, resulting in a new high on many indicators. Now, this is the Dow today, the Dow Jones, which is no real indication of the overall U.S. stock market. The Dow Jones, the Nasdaq, there's no real indication of the economy at all. It has no bearing on the economy whatsoever. It gives the perception of that. Let me tell you what the stock market is. It's nothing more than corporate gambling. It is Vegas for corporations. It was set up for the house to always win, and that's what it is. There is no different whatsoever. So they can have the stock market go wherever they want to go, but that does not mean that your overall economic wherewithal is going to be in any better standing. As a matter of fact, they use it to disguise the demise. So we're going to definitely take a look at that in today's show. So that's what's in the news. Let me see, did I miss anything? No, that's what's in the news. Oh, no, there's a couple of one other thing. Let me pull this up real quick. Very, very important. One of the things that I think that you'll start to see, and it's starting to make its way, you'll start to hear about negative interest rates, okay? And I want to thank, big shout out to my man Kev that sent me this. Negative interest rates. You're going to start to see that starting to be talked about. Interest rates, raising interest rates, negative interest rates. You're going to become very familiar with a lot of terms. You're going to be familiar with deflation and hyperinflation. You're going to be familiar with inflation. If you're new to Tando Radio Show and you haven't heard those terms before, but we've been talking about it since we've been on air. But they're going to take a new meaning to people, because they are going to affect their everyday way of life in their overall bank account, their overall purchasing power, the ability to provide for their families and themselves and the community. All of this is going to be definitely affected by some of the things that's going to start to happen, and we're going to try to get you prepared for that so that you can be, so that you, your family, and our community can be in a position of advantage for once that happens, that you will be able to seize on the opportunities that will come from that and not to just to be victimized by it all, because that is a choice of yours. And if you know or if you don't know, the ignorance to what is going on is not going to give you any form of pleasant immunity, diplomatic immunity, or ignorance immunity to the effects of it all. You can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And this is what we try to prepare you against, and to ensure that at least you know and that you can make decisions based off of yourself and your family's individual, in the community that you're in, individual standings that's in your best interest. So that's what we're all about here at Kando Radio Show. So we will definitely take a look at this. And what I want to say about it really quick before we go into the break, it's so important that we know as much as we can and position ourselves accordingly, and history helps us with that so much. Even if it's lying history, if you're able to discern the spirit of the things, let me tell you, I really do love mainstream media because they tell me what not to do. And sometimes that's more important than knowing what it is to do. Every single person's condition is different. There is no hard and fast way to resolve the different issues that you will face, but there are some principal things that you could be doing to protect yourself, your family, and the overall community. So that's what we're all about here. So now, there's an article, there's something that came out in regards to banking that you need to know about, because this is going to spread itself to here. And this is the this is what would happen is, and there were some Canadian banks that is going to start charging negative 0.75% rates on most foreign cash balances. So if you're in Canada and you have a bank account in Canada and you have foreign currency in those accounts, Canada is going to, in the very near future, probably in the beginning of the year, they are going to hit those accounts with negative interest rates. They said that they will possibly exclude the U.S. dollar from that. This is going to be big because this is how all of the things that they do to swindle and to take from you, it starts out small, precedence is established, and then they get everyone. This is the trick of netting. You set out a trap and a net for some people, but then in actuality, while some people are being trapped by that, you slowly encompass and surround that net around everyone, and then you spring it at the appropriate time. Precedence for negative interest rates is about to expand, and we're going to definitely talk about that coming out of the break. And so very, very important. Then we'll explain to you and we'll give you my opinion on why you should know these things and what it is that you should be doing. So hey, I would love to hear from you today. Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Dialogue is much more important, much better than a monologue, and expressing what you think and what you're noticing, and more importantly, what is it that you're doing to protect yourself, your family, and in the community? What is it that's important to you? I think that is something that we all should be engaging in as well. So don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866 510-9025. You're listening to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back right after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. And hopefully we hear from Brother Davis today to let us know if there's going to be a Wise Wednesday tomorrow. We will definitely let you know before the end of the show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Just excuse today, I'm going to be taking breaks in between speaking. I bit my tongue today pretty bad, but it's doing pretty well. Put some colloidal silver on it. And let me tell you something about colloidal silver. If you're not familiar with colloidal silver, this is something that you definitely need to have in your overall medicine cabinet. It is a very, very powerful antiseptic, antimicrobial, antibacterial it's used for many things. I've used it for many years. It's helped me from everything from strengthening my immune system to cuts to different growth. I had a growth that was on my abdomen. It was starting to get really big, used turmeric and colloidal silver on it, totally took away. You can never even see that it was there. I live by this stuff. And because it does what it's, you know, silver is the most valuable precious metal of all the metals because of its intrinsic properties. What it can do is why it's so good. And this is why you always want to save in something that has real intrinsic value and not, you don't save in paper, cash. That is not money. The precious metals is money. So this colloidal silver, we're going to do a show just on colloidal silver. Very easy to make, and the reasons why you should have it are huge, from everything from asthma to you name it. If you have it or been exposed to it, I've had some of my clients come with some very remarkable things that it has eased, or things that they had problems with that they don't have any problems with. And your body will never ever reject colloidal will never reject silver. The only thing with silver is that you cannot mix it with anything else. It has to be pure silver, and you can't mix it with anything else, because whatever you mix it with is going to strengthen its potency. So if you're going to mix it, make sure you mix it with something that you're not allergic to, because you can never be allergic to silver. There's no person on earth that's allergic to silver. There's bacteria is a living organism. Only the bad organisms are allergic to silver, because silver actually kills them. But there's no person that is allergic to silver. And anyone ever tells you that, it's a lie. They're allergic to something else that's in the silver. And this is, you know, there's a whole historical thing. The actual FDA was established because of colloidal silver, to get rid of it, because it was so effective in working. So, but this is something that I use. I had a cut on my, I bit my tongue pretty bad today. Put colloidal silver on it. Swelling went down, but it's still there. It wasn't that long ago that I did it. So, but the pain completely gone. What I did was I used turmeric and colloidal silver. Cleans the wound. And, I mean, its stuff works really, really well. And this is something that you definitely need to have in your medicine cabinet. And let me tell you something about colloidal silver. Now, particle silver will actually defeat some of the man-made diseases. Pretty much every disease that man has made in a laboratory or agent that has been made in a laboratory, silver will defeat it and heal and cure the body and attack whatever it is that has been artificially introduced. This is why it's this is why I call the precious metals God's money. So, so important. Just wanted to say that before we get going in the show. But you'll be surprised. And I, just before we go, this stuff is pretty much, you can use it for darn near everything. The only thing is that some people say that you could turn blue because they don't know what the, if you don't know things and you use things wrong, there will be an adverse effect. And the medical field loves to say that you know, that silver isn't good for you because they're lying to you about it. Because when you have a strong immune system, there's a lot of things that you will actually, your body will be able to fend off and fight off so that you won't have to go see or get on their pharmaceutical drugs. And if you know history, the pharmaceutical industries was the ones that wanted to get rid of colloidal silver because it works so well. So we'll talk about that, and I'll bring you that at some other time. But this colloidal silver works for everything. I had a client that was telling me about one of her family members. One of her family members in another country had an adverse cycle pattern. And once they started to use colloidal silver, her family member started to have a more regular cycle. So, man, colloidal silver is one of the best things going. And if you're not aware of it, you need to make yourself aware of it. Okay, so just wanted to say that because it works so well for me. I live by it. So, okay, so I want to jump back to today's show. But anytime if you'd like to jump in on anything on today's show, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so now before we get started, there's one article that I wanted to pick up for you all and to explain this to you. It was the one just before we went into the commercial break about the negative interest rate and what Canada was going to introduce. So, and it's very, very important, and because this is going to adversely affect you. So, there was there's a bank in one of the most prestigious banks in Canada released a statement today. So it says, despite speculations over the past year that Canada may join Japan and Europe in NIRP, and that's negative interest rate program, and you're going to hear that a lot going forward. And negative interest rate is going to fleece and is going to destroy you. One of the things about being paid in cash is that you can work for it today and they promise to pay you tomorrow, then they take back everything that they've given you, and they do it strategically in different ways. Negative interest rate program is one of the ways that they're going to be doing it, and this is why a slave is paid in debt, because that can be defaulted on and taken from you at any time, where a king's wage is gold and a ladies and a gentleman's wage is silver. Make sure that you are saving and paying yourself in real money. So it goes on. Japan and Europe, in an NIRP club, and launched negative interest rates so far as the BOC, which is the Bank of Canada, has stood its ground. However, starting on December 22nd for the brokers, dealers, clients of one of Canada's most reputable financial institutions, BMO, and that's what's burned, it will be as if the Canadian bank has cut its deposit rate on most currencies to match the deposit rates of Switzerland. In an internal letter sent today from the management The bank explains that its current policy in respect to cash balances of foreign currencies held in clients' accounts, hear that again, in an internal letter sent today from management, and that's the management of BMO, the bank in Canada, the bank explains that its current policy with respect to cash balances of foreign currencies held in clients' accounts excluding the U.S. dollar has been that it doesn't pay or charge clients interest on those balances. As a result, the bank writes clients have traditionally tended not to hold non-U.S. dollar currencies in a BMO account for extended period of time. However, the notice continued, given the current global interest rate environment, which has extended much longer than anticipated, we have seen an increase in foreign currency cash reserves across accounts, meaning people are putting foreign currencies inside of their accounts with them, indicating clients are in fact moving these funds into their BMO accounts in order to avoid negative interest rate charges on cash holdings in other accounts they maintain, meaning they're moving their currency and foreign currency out of the countries such as Switzerland and other European or Japanese, the Japanese yen accounts, moving it out of that and moving it to this bank. And this is why this is so important. One thing that we have to remember, all these banks are in one big fraternity, just like all of the governments are. There is no such thing as a Bank of America nor Bank of Greece, and they're being separate. They are all privately held and privately owned by the same individuals or a consortium of the same individuals. This is one of the deceptions that we have to get away from. If we continue to play by these people's rules, they will rule. And you will start to look at some of the things, the fictitious or the planted or the instigator problems that are before you and think that they have real relevance when they don't. What's really destroying us is that we've walked away from the economy, God's economy, known as the ecosystem, and relying upon that. This is why colloidal silver works so well, because man had nothing to do in its overall creation. So, the article goes on. And if you'd like to jump in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate, especially today. It would help me out a lot. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Article continues. To avoid negative interest rate charges on their cash holdings and other accounts they maintain. Welcome to the age of connected monetary vehicles. Well, this is the key to that. They've never been disconnected. They've only gave you the appearance so that the net can not only capture the ones that you think that they're after, they encompass and they surround everyone. Where global frugal money allows savers to bypass their own domestic financial repression and negative interest rates by shifting their funds to offshore banking accounts. See, when you continue to play by these people's rule, they have already got it stipulated that they win and you lose. Before they had told you, oh, this is one of the keys to wealth is to have your cash in foreign. There's means to everything, and you should never overextend yourself in doing things that do not protect you. That may work well for the moment, but if you know what it really is, this is why knowing why things work is more important than knowing how they work. Most of us think, a car starts once I put the key in it. That's how. But why does that work? Why does that work is so important. Why does the banking structure? Why is the banking institution, why do they work the way that they work? Why are they pushing you into these different things? Why are they telling you this? Because they're in business, and they're in business not to benefit you. They're actually beyond business. This is about subjugation and enslavement and stealing. These people, these institutions, these financial institutions are stealing your energy. And they steal your energy by you engaging in something that has no intrinsic value at all. You give all of your energy that has intrinsic value, and they give you something in return that has none whatsoever. I ask you, who wins that deal? It ain't you. That's one contract that you think that you're winning, but it's one that you signed your death financial your financial death sentence with. And these are some of the things that we really need to start to understand and to properly engage. And this is all a part of today's show, because this is how they're going to destroy what you've known as the United States, so that they can continue doing for so long, just under a different song and dance. They're going to say they got rid of the Wicked Witch of the East, or the Wicked Witch of the West, while they're still creating the Witch's Brew. So, okay, cool. So let me hurry up, because this is very important. Okay, so it says, welcome to the age of connected monetary vehicles, where global frugal money allows savers to bypass their own domestic foreign representation, negative interest rates, and because I read this part already. Okay, let me pick back up. But here it comes. Because as banks add, it has become necessary for the banks to update its current policies and selective implementing negative rates to avoid the to avoid perceiving this global interconnection to wit. And here's what they sent their clients today. Effective December the 22nd, 2016, we will begin charging clients a market rate negative interest rate of 75 basis points on cash balances of all foreign currencies held in their accounts, excluding the U.S. dollar. Why was that so important that they said excluding the U.S. dollar? Because they're all going to try to get everybody to run into what? The U.S. dollar. And what are they going to do to the U.S. dollar at the appropriate time? Smash, crash, and devalue it. And then that's when they got everybody.
I have a question.
Interest? Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How is this? Is this some kind of counter move to what you have been reporting? It's been some while we talked about, I forget the different terms and names, but you talked about China, I want to say BRIC nations, but setting up another financial system,
yep.
Parallel financial system. Is this a counter to that? How do you see that?
Yeah, and what you're talking about, great memory there, Scotty. That's exactly it. And this is why we posted some of the things that we posted in what's in the news today. What this is going to do, and what Scotty is talking about, the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, they've established the BRIC nations, particularly led by China and Russia, have established their own World Bank, their own credit system, like the SWIFT system, their own banking exchange, similar to the SWIFT system. They've established their own credit rating agencies. They've established a full-fledged economic platform that the world will prefer over the latter, or the one that they've been using for the past 75 years in the Western banking cabal. Why is that? This is the key here. They are giving you and going to collapse one system So everyone will run into the next one. And then when you run into the next one, it's going to look and have better benefits from you, but it will only last for about 7 to 80 years, and then they will collapse that one as well. This is where everyone is going to be running out of the, once they get hit with the U.S. dollar, losing its purchasing power in historical unseen ways, foreign currency, foreign investors and sovereign wealth funds will be dumping their dollars left and right, and they're going to run into what the BRIC nations have established. This is why China has said that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is dead, and they're going to establish their own trade among the 10 nations. Oh, man, folks, Scotty just gave you the clue here. This is going to be, this is exactly what they're going to push everybody away from the Western way of doing things, because they're going to say that they were fraudulent, malevolent, and that they were stealing from everyone. And all of the stories that are starting to come out, and this is how you have Trump becoming, because he's a big part of this too. He's a celebrity figurehead that will represent the malevolent demise of the U.S.'s economy and why everyone should be running away from the U.S., and they're going to run into a new beacon of freedom. And that beacon of freedom is going to be financially backed by the precious metals. And they're going to allow that to happen for around 60 to 70 to 80 years before they will, that system, or 100 years, that system itself will realize that it's losing traction and controlling people, and it will switch and go to another system. It may go back to a debt-based economy. That's exactly right, Scotty. That's what is happening here. This is the setup, and these are the things that you need to know for where you are so that you can have the appropriate moves into things and to protect yourself. So, yes, this is going to snowball, and this is going to run over so many people that they're going to be forced to look for an alternative, and there the BRIC nations will be, oh, we have the alternative. We don't do that. This is what we do. This is how you're paid an asset for an asset. You actually, and it's going to push, and everyone is going to run. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, being set up. The huge economic, geopolitical, cultural purge of the U.S. This is how empires fall, and this is going to be a fall of an empire like never seen in history. So that's to answer Scotty's question, yes, that's exactly it. And this is the start, and it's going to really start to ramp it up now. As you can see, it's starting to happen. So it says that the article continues, and it says including U.S. dollars. So why did they do that? So that everybody will run into U.S. dollars, and then boom, that's when the trap will be sprung. Even though there are a lot of people already in U.S. dollars. It's a lot of people in U.S. dollars, but they're going to run into it even more, because they're going to be running into trying to get protection, and they're going to get smashed. And let me tell you, this stuff, when they smash, it happens overnight. They give you clues for about a year, 18 months, 36 months, 4 years window. And believe me, 4 years and 10 years, think about the last 10 years of your life. How fast is it going by? It goes by quickly. But see, the difference between us and them is that we expect things to happen overnight. We expect things to happen overnight, even though we're not prepared for them. It kills me with that. How do you say, well, it didn't happen? Well, your butt wasn't prepared for it, even though it didn't happen. But that's because this is what's being set up. This is how we're trained, what we're led on a leash to follow our domesticator and wait for them, thinking that they will always have and do what's right, because they can't do that to the system, because that would they created the system. The system doesn't harm them. The system works for them. It harms you, and it works against you. Very, very important. So, you got any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So, real quick before we go to the next commercial break. The article goes on. Excuse me. Interest is calculated on the average of daily balances during the interest period. The first negative interest charge will cover the period of December the 22nd, 2016 to January 27th, one month later, and will be charged and will be charged to all applicable clients' accounts on the 23rd, 31 days later. How long will BMO continue this unprecedented financial repression of its foreign clients sample? As long as NIRP, no interest rate program, and other nations forces funds to be parked in banks like Bank of Montreal. And this is one of the things that they said here. This is very critical. This rate will be regularly reviewed to ensure it remains competitive. What does that mean? This rate will be regularly reviewed to ensure it remains competitive and will continue until to be charged until such time as foreign interest rate policies negate the need to apply this charge to clients' account. What did they tell them? They are going to be reviewing this on a daily basis, and they will change the basis point that they're going to charge their negative interest rate. Guess what? It's going to be pretty soon, they're going to be charging them one basis point, two basis points, three basis points. And what does that mean? This is what negative interest rates mean. When you put your, you know what interest rates are, right? And as far as banking, this is what they had a big little sign on the door that said FDIC insured, and this is why you want to do business here, and we'll pay you interest, which they don't pay anymore at all. We're at a zero interest rate pretty much right now. Well, times in economic times are getting much worse, or the suffocation or the choking of the movement of currency is becoming stronger because debt itself is choking it, and it's being intentionally done because debt offers power to those that control it, not those that have it, unless you know how to leverage it. So what happens with interest rates is that you put your, you park your cash inside of a bank, and then they'll pay you 1%, 2% interest every month. So they give you for allowing them to use your money to fund their overall investments and everything else. And because no longer do they do it just for loans, they do it for the investment because they killed the Glass-Steagall report. I mean, agreement, and they brought in the Dodd-Frank. And what happened was, and then now you have the Volcker rules that are implemented. Now what happens, instead of them paying you an interest rate, they hit you with a negative interest rate program, NIRP. And then you're like, I don't know what that means. I don't care. See, when you don't care and you don't know, you get adversely affected, and you won't be able to relieve yourself of the consequences of what you don't know. When you put your park your cash inside of a bank, and that bank has negative interest rates, which is going to be everywhere, which is already there, they just don't tell you. It means this: you don't get paid interest, you pay the bank interest. It's a negative. They take out what you park. You put $1,000 in, instead of you getting 1% on it, they're taking out cash from you. This is a negative interest rate program. Oh, man. They got this game so sewn up, and this is going to adversely affect everyone. And this is going to be, you won't be able to park your cash anywhere in the bank. So what do people do? What did people do in the olden days? They took their cash out of the bank, and they kept it at home. Well, on November the 8th, 2016, while you were worried about the selection here, the Prime Minister of India took care of everybody in India that was parking what they call black money at home. He demonetized it, and those that are wealthy became poor overnight. And we're going to take a look at that in this hour, so you can see how this setup of everything is so deep and why you need to protect yourself. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. Without a doubt. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment, listen, now is the time to do that. You need to know what's going on and to properly protect and position yourself accordingly. Where else do you hear this? Where else is this being told to you and brought to you other than at Black Talk Radio Network here on Tando? On this network, this is what this is so, why this time is so important, these moments in eternal history. What our response to it all is the most important thing. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025, and very, very important things that thought that we needed to bring to you, and I don't know how important this is to you. You may think that it's not important to you, but once it hits you, you will know. And this is one of the cases where you find out later on and you say, what happened? Well, this is what happened.
Well, Dave, I got a what happened question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
There's this affiliate marketing company. It's been around since the 1990s. And, I mean, they're, like, big. They might be the biggest in terms of in that particular industry. They might be the largest company. But I hadn't used them for a while since the 1990s. But I had updated my account in case I want to use them again. And they have new terms of services. And it's similar to what you described about negative interest rates. Okay, so when you're dealing with affiliate companies or companies that where they pay you for promoting ads and products and stuff like that, so they have a threshold before they pay out, right? You can set the threshold with some at $50. You can set it at $100. And they won't transfer that money to your bank account or send a check if you request a check until it reaches that threshold. So what I found mm-hmm. that they were doing was is that if your account did not reach that threshold within that month, they was deducting a dollar every month from whatever you had. So let's say you were sitting there at, let's say the threshold is $100 and it's sitting there at $99, and then so the new month rolls around, the new month comes and now you got $98 because you didn't reach the threshold. To me, that sounds something similar, man. I'm like, how can they justify taking your money just because it's sitting in an account somewhere that they probably draw interest off of?
Scotty, man, great, and I'm glad you brought that up, because yes, negative interest rate is nothing new. It's called fees. They've been getting away with it with fees, but they don't want to just have fees. They want to have it even further. Remember when we first started Tando Radio Show, what was new was that they were closing people's accounts. We first started, one of the first things that we talked about, and we got a caller from North Carolina. I'm going to get to you in 1 second, caller in North Carolina. Yes, Scotty. This is exactly what they had. They were closing people's accounts, and then you hit on it when you said affiliates, and then there was a threshold. Let me tell you why that's so important. Many of us, you don't even know that you have a BOM account, because you don't even know that the bank that you may be aligned with may be an affiliate of that bank, or affiliate of other banks that have already implemented negative interest rate programs, NIRP programs. So this is how this thing snowballs and keeps going. Okay? So before, there was a time when you could just leave your if you left your balance at with just $10 in it, that cash would be sitting there, because the bank wouldn't touch it, because at that time everyone was under Glass-Steagall. There was a separation from investment and a bank. And once they got rid of that, now all banks became investor banks. And then guess what? Now everything that you have in your account is investable. No longer do you, when you deposit your account, your cash into a bank now, you are no longer the depositor. You don't own that. You don't have right to that cash at all as soon as you open that account. Why? Because you're an unsecure investor now. So, yes, yeah, Scotty, that's what's going on there, and this is what you're going to continue to see. Affiliates, and this is a part of the negative interest rate program that you're going to continue to – this is the fleecing of the people. And by time people really figure it out, it'll happen overnight, and they'll be like, what the heck? And it's already too late. And listen, think about this, everyone. What do you do with your paycheck? Where did your paycheck come from? Your paycheck came from you being paid for the energy that you did in labor for someone else. And now they've stolen it. But they paid you. They clawed it back. You can't claw back what you worked for them that 2 weeks, that 3 weeks, that 40 hours, that 80 hours, that how many hours that you... But they darn sure can take back their currency. Why? Because it's theirs. It's not yours. It's a note. And they always have the return to sender stamp on that cash. It's called the Federal Reserve note. This is legal tender for all debts, both public and private. You just got coupons. So that's how that, yes, Scotty, great, great point. And that's why we need to be on top of these things and know what's really going on. Hey, listen, we got a caller out of North Carolina, and we got a caller out of oh, my sister Cece may be there. One second, Cece, got a caller in front of you. Let's go to this one caller. Welcome, caller. Welcome, caller from North Carolina. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and what's your question or comment?
What's going on, Brother Dave? How's it going, man? You dropping knowledge tonight, man.
What's up, brother? Who is this?
This is Brother Zion, man.
Oh, Zion, my brother. What's up, Zion?
Man, just listening to the show as always, man. You dropping some serious knowledge, man, and I had a question for you. I have been wondering why a lot of employers have been getting away from actually issuing you a check so you can go cash your check. And now a lot of places are going to like direct deposit, where you have no choice but to deal with a bank.
Or debit cards, Zion. Don't mean to interrupt you, but my daughter, the company she worked for, they give them a debit card to get their paycheck off of.
Yeah, and that's one of the – they give you two options, either the debit card or direct deposit. And, like, you can't even have your check no more, where you just bust your check open and get all your money. And, you know, and I've been wondering that for years. And listening to you tonight, man, it's just like, of course it was all deliberate and intentional. It's a way to keep your money. I just figured it's the way that they could just keep your money and don't have to let you have none of it if they don't want to.
Zion?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks, Scotty. Scotty, help me out. What happened was, Zion, just when you started talking, I got kicked out of the system. It dropped me, so I didn't hear your question. So if you would, brother, would you just state your question again. I'm sorry, you know, we just got knocked out. If you could repeat your question for me.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Like I was saying, I was noticing that a lot of employers now are going to direct deposit, and like Scotty had mentioned, those debit cards where they don't even let you have a check no more, where you can go cash your check and have your little coupons in your hand. They make you deal with a bank in one form or another, either that debit card or that direct deposit. And I know that's intentional, and I know that was planned.
Yes, and let me tell you how one of the tricks that they always do, the devil always gives you candy. And what do I mean by that? They tell you that this is going to be easy, more efficient, and easier for you, and they let it work for a little while, and you don't even know that you become more and more addicted to the candy that they've given you. And by time it's time for you to break yourself of your addiction, you don't even see that you're addicted to it at all.
Another thing,
the cash has been working with us for so well, we don't even realize how addicted we are to something that has no value at all. And at any time, overnight, it can be changed. You're absolutely right, Zion. That was the reason why they set up the direct deposits, because they are, at the appropriate time, they're going to take the cash out of the system. That is another enslavement and subjugation tactic, because cash itself is better than digital currency, because digital currency can be changed on a whim. Just like in the article, they said that they'll review this they'll review this continuously, and they'll be able to change the rate whenever they want to. It's easy to do that digitally.
Dave, another thing with
doesn't even have a physical existence. One of the things about cash is that at least it has a physical existence.
Brother Dave, another thing with those debit cards is fees attached to it.
Yes.
Because I was telling my daughter, I had went with her somewhere. She was going to make an automobile purchase. She was looking at an automobile. So I went with her and what have you. And all her money is on this card, right? And so she was having some issues with the card not being read properly and whatnot. So she had to call customer service. That was 50 cents. I like, so they going to charge you for their card not working. Or their
system. And who do you, and they charge right. you a dollar to go right. get your and, money out the ATM.
Right, right. And Scotty,
yeah.
you know, think about that. Do you think when they start to go bad on a debt, what do they start to do? They make their cards go down. They do this and do that. And they charge, and then they make the people, it's a hidden tax. It is not even a tax. It is theft. Because it's just like the hackers. They're telling you that somebody else is the problem when it's them. They're telling you, oh, your card, something was wrong with your card when it was them. Man, this is what they do. And these are the things that...
Dave, I think we just lost Dave again. He must have a bad connection or someone is interfering, but we are going to have to wait for him to, let me see if I can get it to call him, but he'll probably be calling right back in shortly. Something's going on. It's not, let me see. I'm looking for his call to come back in. No, that's not him either. All right. Let me see. Okay, Brother Dave, do we got you? Got you back, Brother Dave?
Yes. Sorry about that, y'all. This is what happens when we have a show that you can have the opportunity to ask some real pertinent questions that to protect yourself. So,
and I think you got another call coming.
You know, this is the system that we have.
Another call came in that you might want to take.
Yes.
Sister Cece.
Okay, let's one sec. That's not one. Let me go to Sister this one. We're going to go to Harrisburg Zone. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
We Team Davis, brother. How you doing?
What's up, Brother Davis?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, man, and we're kind of moving pretty quick tonight, me and my lovely queen. But listen, we wanted to give you a little insight on tomorrow night's show. But I listened to some of your show, Dave, And one of the things that people are going to have to understand is this. They are designing the system to control your wages. And the reason why is because that way they can nitpick just what they're doing. Every time you turn around, 50 cent here, a dollar there, they know exactly what they're doing because they are literally filling the coffers of the very institutions that literally are handling these transactions. So don't let that surprise you. What we really need to do is focus on where are we going to go from here. And I think one of the best things we could do is stay tuned to Tando Radio. Tomorrow night's show, what was you thinking, darling?
Yes, tomorrow night. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow night's show, I wanted to piggyback on what we talked about a little bit at the end of last week's show for Wise Wednesday. If anybody can have the chance over the next 24 hours to watch a video, it's called Black Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, Jeans, Black Jeans, by Dr. Joel Wallach. And he has a lot of videos out there, but if you could start with that one and then you can listen to the rest of them. The black one, the Black Jeans, is directed basically to black people, their illnesses, their conditions. And he really talks about how gluten is in the food supply and that's causing havoc, and the importance of vitamins and minerals. And when he breaks it down to you, you will see the picture so clearly. And I'm so glad a couple of years ago I had that dream of me digging in the yard looking for minerals, because this has really impacted me and my husband. We've been doing this process for about a month, 6 weeks or so, and we see a definite change and we feel much better. But we're going to talk about the food supply. We're going to also talk about the importance of flooding, even though flooding looks like a bad thing. But back in olden days, they were looking, like in the Nile, when the Nile flooded, that gave the opportunity for nutrients, and the overflow of water brought all the nutrients into the Nile Valley to replenish. So that's how they got all their fertile land. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then of course my husband has some things he wants to talk about dealing with the food supply. But if you get a chance to listen to the video called Black Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, by Dr. Joel Wallach. And there's and once you listen to that one, just pick another one and listen to it, and it'll open your eyes to a lot of illnesses. His big video that he also talks about is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. The fact that if the doctors are dying young, why are we doing what the doctors tell us to do? That's basically what he's talking about. But anyway, peace and blessings to everyone, and we'll look forward to Wise Wednesday.
Yes, I can't wait. This is why Tando Radio Show is so important. Brother and sister, Davis team is going to be in tomorrow on Wise Wednesday, and I'll be traveling. I won't be able to be in, but I know that that's going to be a dynamic and very, very important show. If I have a chance to jump in, I will, but I'll be traveling, just so you all will know. So just want to definitely, Wise Wednesday tomorrow, looking forward to that show. And you all know the importance of it. So looking forward to that.
Dave will be praying for traveling grace as you travel over the highways and byways, because, you know, we already know there's some crazies out there. So we are definitely praying on your behalf. And if you do get a chance while you're out, just listen to it's our YouTube videos, so you can just tune it in, maybe if you're sitting in a car or on a plane. But we're definitely praying on your behalf for you and your family.
Thank you, Sister Davis, and that I will. That I will. And looking forward, I'm going to try to make it into the show, at least to announce it, or at least to end it out for you all. So, but this is a great, great show, and this will be one of the podcasts that I definitely, definitely get. So looking forward to it. Thank you, Brother and Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. And we are always sending our energy out to you in your everyday lives, because this is the intrinsic value of us. We matter to each other, but more importantly, our energy is eternal, and we share that with each other, and that's called love. And I absolutely appreciate all of you here at Tando and the ones that I have relationships with, and I look forward to them flourishing and flowering even more. So much love, much respect to Brother and Sister Davis. You guys be careful as well. So, Brother Zion, did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Or
no, Brother, I'm just listening in, and I've already put in my two cents, you know, just getting educated and every day, you know, listening to you and Scotty, and just thankful for it, man. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and you know I'm going to keep listening.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Brother Zion, and we'll talk to you soon. Great, great call, as always. All right, so...
All right.
Yeah, so Zion is absolutely right. Scotty was right about the fees and the direct deposits. What are they doing? They're channeling you, and they are laying corn for you to feed, and at the appropriate time, they're going to put the crosshairs and squeeze the trigger. And just before... want to just finish this real quick. Let me just pull this out. Hope you don't. Let me pull this back up because I think we need to end this. Not end this, but to finish this because it has some very important things. So it continues to say, and it says, this rate will be regularly reviewed to ensure it remains competitive. What does that mean? There are other places that are going to have larger NIRP. Negative interest rates, and they're going to have to match them to ensure it remains competitive and will continue until such time as foreign interest rate policies negate the need to apply these charges to the client's account. They're saying until they stop doing negative interest rates, we're going to have to continue to do it. They ain't never going to stop, but that's not true. They will stop when China, the BRIC nations, take over. And by that time, everyone that was in those institutions will have lost all of their coupons. So the article continues. Please note that the negative monthly interest rate charged below $5 will not be charged to clients' accounts for now. What happens then? Well, if the BMO depositors, of whom we wonder just what percentage are Chinese, take their money to, and it's not money, take their cash. It says, the article says money, but I'm going to change it to cash because cash is not money. You can and never ever say that, because what you speak, well, you will speak into existence. Don't speak cash into your existence. To another Canadian bank, that bank will promptly follow suit and implement a similar negative rate provision for foreign clients. They're not going to just do foreign clients. It's going to grow to where they're going to have an excuse to say, we need to put this on our domestic clients. Oh man, this thing is going to be growing so huge. Until eventually every single bank, and not just in Canada, has a bifurcated deposit rate policy, one for accounts held in Canada and U.S. dollars, and another for all currencies, which will demand an annual fee of 0.75% for the privilege of holding their funds. They're going to charge you for the privilege of holding your funds. Oh, yeah, we'll hold it for you, and this is going to be our charge for you. They're going to charge you storage fees, ladies and gentlemen. Cash storage fees. What is BMM's advice to advisors with clients that have any foreign non-U.S. Dollars, foreign currencies on deposit? They are encouraging them to contact these clients and advise them that they may wish to consider an alternative short-term investment denominated in foreign countries other than the available products, as otherwise there is no evading the negative 0.75 fee. That basically telling them you should be getting into dollars then. And I'm telling you, you better get your butt out of them. Even if you don't have a bunch of them anyhow, they are worthless if you have a bunch or if you have one. It's still a coupon. Some people got more coupons than you. Don't wait until the expiration date is known to everyone when that is no longer redeemable. Why is that so important? Because we need to go to an article that we posted here in Tando Radio Show. But if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-9 866-510-9025. There's an article that we need to look up really quickly and go back to. Let me pull this up. And it's the article that we posted that has to do with India. And this all has to do with the fall of the empire that China pushed everyone into, as the article that we just read. So Misinformative said that their clients may wish to consider purchasing an alternative short-term investment denominated in the foreign currency or another available product, as otherwise there is no evading. Basically, in bankers' talk, should be getting into cash, U.S. dollars. And I'm going to tell you, the holder beware. The holder beware, because these people have a shrewd plan to get you. There's an article that we posted today. Here's the article that ties in with this. This is why it's so important for you to get out of the United States on your news. That FDIC on that stuff means nothing anymore, that sticker. That sticker means absolutely nothing. And I just don't want you to be in a position of disadvantage by thinking that you'll be fine when you won't. The setup is huge. Now, this comes from the Sydney Morning News. And here's the title of the article. Let me get this article pull up. Very critical. For the first time in India, the rich beg the poor to help them. Oh, man. The title says it all. So for the first time, the rich beg the poor to help them. Here's what the article says. Let me pull this baby up. Okay, here it is. And the article goes. 1 second. Let me just move this down. Okay, here it is. And this is from... 1 sec, I got it. You know, it's so funny. Earlier when I had this article, I didn't have to do anything to pull it up. Now I got to do all of these other things to pull it up. So, all right, here it is. Let me just reset this. Okay, this is from the, like I said, the Independent is the Sydney Morning News. Okay, here's the article. Sorry, you all, for the delay. Okay. Rich people in India are begging the poor to help them. And this is from the other day on last Friday, but it goes right along with everything here. Rich people in India are begging the poor to launder money for them. After the Indian government abolished the country's largest currency note in a bid to curb unaccountable wealth and corruption, according to reports. That's not what they were doing at all. See, this is what happened. When you have negative interest rates, what do people do? They take their cash out of the bank and they take it home. And in India, they call that black money. They call it black money for a couple of reasons. It's because the bank isn't able to account for it and use it against the people. See, this is the thing with currency. When they create it digitally and print it, when the first people that are the first institutions are the first ones that get their hands on that, that is the largest purchasing power that that currency has at that moment, digitally or printing. That's when it has the most value. As it starts to make its way through the stream of currency, it loses its purchasing power as it continues to move down. You know how they say that boo-boo rolls downhill. Well, here's what the key to this. from what we just learned about Canada is that the people that they're telling them that they need to be in U.S. dollars, and if they open up an account, they're going to get hit with negative interest rates. Well, this is how they get people to put their money in the bank, so that people think that I don't got no choice. Well, you always got a choice. You break your addiction to cash, and it won't not serve your. You can know what that rhymes with. Here it is. So what they were saying in a bid to curb unaccounted wealth, what does that mean, unaccounted wealth? They're not able to tax you and steal your labor when you take the currency out of their system and you use it. They consider that black market money because they're not getting the momentum and the benefit of it all. So what people were doing in India, they were saying that people who all forms that they made up all forms of excuses, they're always going to use terrorists and drug trafficking and the boogeyman and all this other stuff, when the actual institutions of the government are the ones that are upholding and are instituting, and they are those ones that are doing the illicit drug trading. They created that platform, created that environment, created that terrorism, created the platform, and are doing it itself to overall maintain their overall control over the people. This is what govern means, to rule. They maintain their rule over you, and they will create the environments to rule you. So in a bid to unaccounted wealth and corruption, according to reports, wealthy Indians are said to be treating their maids, drivers, nannies, and cooks with unusual politeness. Let's stop there real quick before we go there. So what was happening? Let me get back to that. What was happening was this. People were taking their money out of the control of the bankers, in which is the government. They all go hand in hand. There is no such thing as organized crime. It's declared crime. And they declared under the regalia of the institutions that they are actually working for, the government itself. So people were hiding their cash, and they were having medium of exchange outside of the system. So the system said, okay, we'll fix them. We'll take that currency out of circulation. It's no longer accepted at all. Oh, that kills them. Now all of them are running to the bank to hand in their cash to get the new currency. Now what happened to all those individuals? They don't even realize their labor was just stolen from them. All those years of those people of working, all of that was lost and demonetized and stolen and clawed back. This is how they get you. This is why you continue to think that cash rules everything, or cream, cash rules everything around me. Yeah, they told you. Did you understand what that really means? Cash rules you. Because it's created and manipulated in a malevolent way by man. So the article goes on. Wealthy Indians are said to be treating their maids, drivers, nannies, cooks, and with unusual politeness in the hopes of persuading them to laundering undeclared cash they had been stashing in their homes following the Indian government strike against the people, which kept unaccounted for cash in the country. Now, why is this so prevalent? This is so powerful because this is how you start to turn the poor against the rich. When, yes, there is some reasons for anger and people have been exploiting you and everything else, but see, this is what the devil always does. Every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul, and the devil will use you and sacrifice you for the agenda of maintaining control, because they don't know the power of love. They love power, and they're not going to give that, and they will do all the malevolent things to maintain power, because guess what? Love gives them no power of manipulation, and they don't want it. They don't want it. So this is another way to create even further destabilizing events in the country, so that you can at the appropriate time smack it even more, get more control. because they're going to start blaming each other. And they're going to grow, and then the one that controls and manipulates sits back and lets you fight their battle to destroy you. We end up committing self-inflicted suicide against ourselves. Ooh, they've been practicing this system, and they've got it down to a psychological rhythm that is very powerful. Oh, listen, forgot. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got to finish this article so that you can see and then talk about how this is going to work here in the United States, because it's already happening. Listen to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, and definitely let me give you a cue what you should be doing. You should always use your cash for what it should be used for. You should use it to service your debt, maintain your quality of life, and then you actually convert the rest of it into real assets. And the reason why you should be doing that, and you should have an emergency fund for it, but you should actually transfer that back into real money, something that gives you a lordial title, absent the form of a federal rule. You want to transfer that into real money. Precious metals is the most perfect form of money. That's one of the things that you need, in my opinion, that's worked so well before, and it will always continue because it's God's money. That's what you should be doing. You should be preparing so that when things go awry here, when they smack everyone down here like they're doing in different parts of the world, now they're starting to move into the upper echelon. They're moving to the top of the emerging economies, being India, the seventh largest economy in the world. It's just a matter of time before they get to the second or third largest economy in the world, being the United States. And they're going to get there, and they're going to get there relatively soon. And so that's what you should be doing, so that when things do go awry, you'll have the assets so you won't have to go out into the fighting, the rioting, and the overall melee of people that haven't been prepared. Because it is going to be a true killing field that you do not have to subject yourself to. You can position yourself. This is why it's so important that you prepare when no one else is preparing. It's critical that you start where you are and don't look at what time that you've wasted, because the only thing that's going to do is to move you into where fear will take over, and fear paralyzes you to do nothing at all. And you continue to walk away from the opportunities to protect yourself. Establish that now. And doesn't matter how much time we have, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, or 10 years. It's in your best interest to start now. Because the benefits of you doing that is a part of your prosperity that you will leave as a legacy for those that you have yet not named. So I wanted to just say that. Prepare so you don't have to be in any riot. Prepare so that you won't have to put yourself in that flow, in that energy flow. Because I'm going to tell you, people will go from civilized to feral quickly. Quickly. You want to minimize your overall exposure to that as much as you possibly can. Because all you can have all of the best battle plans that you possibly can have. As the old military general said, all tactical planning goes out the window the moment you meet the enemy. You make contact with the enemy. Same thing my man Mike Tyson said. Everybody has a plan in the ring until they get punched in the mouth. You can think about all the things you're going to do, but the key is to position yourself to at least have options. Okay? So let's get back to the article. Let me pull it up. But before we do that, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. We got 20 minutes left. Looks like we're going to have a part three to this. I hope that you are patient with me, because this is really a part of the 96-hour margin call. Because now it's really been moved to the 24-hour eviction. And what we're really seeing here. So we're going to continue this series because it's just so much. Don't want to rush through it all. And believe me, what you're seeing happening with the celebrity figurehead, there's a reason why you see the media displacement with the so-called celebrity figurehead elect in the media right now. Because that's going to create the environment for where they're going to be able to fleece him, and that's going to make it look one thing, but the whole intention is to get you and everybody else. And this is a setup we don't need to be falling for. And we'll talk about as well as we go into the other parts of this. But I wanted to get back to, and if you would like to call in, don't hesitate now. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. And if you would, Scotty, I'm off of the site where I can see if anyone is calling, because I'm going to go back to this article. Just let me know if we have a caller. I would appreciate that. Okay. Or if you're a caller and you come in, unmute yourself. Just say, hey, Dave, I got a question. I would like to make a comment, and then I'll come back and I'll see you. Okay, so now the article continues. Sharman, a driver for Delia, said he was offered. Oh wait. Let me go back. Wealthy Indians are said to be treating their maids. Oh, we said that already. And pick up where the article left up. With the Indian government calling for a strike against people who keep unaccounted for cash in the country, Sharman, a driver for Delia, said he was offered a cup of tea by his employer for the first time. Mr. Sharman told the Sydney Morning Herald, "I was shocked at his sudden niceness. It went on for 2 days. He didn't even bother to remember my name. When he wanted to summons me, he would call out, 'Driver.' The penny dropped. He asked me to deposit $250,000 rubles." Or the equivalent of 3,000 euros in my bank account on his behalf so he can get rid of his black money. In another case, it was reported that a woman took two of her servants to a bank and shamelessly ordered them to exchange her old notes with new notes from their account. A witness known as Murky wrote in an online forum on Reddit I was standing in the queer at the bank to exchange my old notes. A middle-aged auntie, let me move this, middle-aged auntie brought her servants, a wife and husband, to the bank. She made them stand in the queue with her, shamelessly giving them 4,500 rubles each. Now, that is a lie. He's telling them that she made them stand in line with them. 4,500 rubles each in the bank and asked them to exchange them. The male servant had an ID card and could exchange. And the auntie could exchange, but the servant's wife didn't have an ID card with her. So got nothing. She was shamelessly using them to exchange her old notes. I am not sure if those poor servants got a commission for this or not. Experts have predicted that those who would be worst hit by the crackdown would be doctors, lawyers, wealthy professionals in real estate who are often paid in cash to avoid taxes and stash their money in overseas accounts. Here is where you are going to start to see capital controls, ladies and gentlemen. The seventh largest economy in the world has started the overall economic collapse to have capital controls throughout the world. And you're going to start to see this spread everywhere. The article goes on to continue. Following the introduction of the note ban, panic customers lined up at bank exchange and depositing old notes, sometimes standing in line for hours. Fist fights broke out over at petrol pumps while clerks ran out of change, while at toll booth operators simply gave up charging and let cars stream through. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the crackdown in an attempt to fulfill his election promise of curbing tax evasion. Oh, wait a minute. You hear that? Curbing tax evasion. And recovering income stashed overseas after illegally evading taxation. See, this is what they always do. They're going to tell you and they're going to promise that they're going to give you something and not even know what they're going to give you is what they're going to give you something that they stole from you anyhow. This is going to have massive ramifications because this is the seventh largest economy in the world. So what was happening is that these people were the people that were stashing, the people that had means, people that had a lot of cash, they're going to get not only in India, they're going to get in Canada, they're going to get in other Western nations or nations that have Western-style banking, Federal Reserves or central banks, the current banking cabal, they're going to get those, and they're going to get people that are wealthy. Those people think that they're going to get out of it, and it's no way in the world. If they don't know how to properly protect themselves, they too will be fleeced. They're going to fleece them first. And guess what? Remember what the overall slogan in this whole country was. Here come the setup. The 99% versus the 1%. Oh, they're going to get the 1%. So you think. But what they're really doing is they're going to get the 99%. And hit them the hardest. They've been continuously engaging in these types of propaganda employees to be able to control, subjugate, and enslave you. At some point and at some time, we have to stop making the deals with the devil. And I'm going to tell you something about the devil here. The devil comes always where is Sunday's best, meaning the devil in the system of this system will always come to you an appropriate way to deceive you if you're not keen to the deceptions. This is why it's so important that we get back to our overall existence and to actually relate to each other and uphold the sustainable economy that the great creator God Almighty has given us to be creators and gods over. And I'm not talking about what man has created religiously. I'm talking about what God has created and institutionalized spiritually. We're walking away from that. And one of the things that we've walked away from is how to love. Another thing that we walk into is how to be manipulators. And it's very important that we understand and properly leverage ourselves so that this will not adversely affect us. You will continue to see this, and we'll cover this, because we're going to have a part three to this, because we need to get into the trade factors of this, and then we need to get into how this is going to adversely affect us here. They are going to have a multifaceted attack against the everyday person here. They're going to destroy the common man's economy by way of the purge, and they're going to do it by way of inflation and deflation. First by deflation, and then by deflation, inflation, and hyperinflation. This is how they're able to capture it all. And the only people that will be able to leverage themselves accordingly are the ones that know. Because the one thing that they can't do, they can't destroy God's economy. They can only trick you to walk away from it and to give you the perception that that doesn't work. Well, if you continue to follow them on their highways that they paved out to destruction, they are going to change the overall speed limit from 10 miles to 25 miles to 50 miles to 100 miles to 1,000 miles per hour. And they're going to have a wall, and they're going to hack the vehicles to turn the brakes off. And it's going to be a crash like no other crash before. And this is what we want to protect you from. So if you have any questions or comments before we get out of here, we'd love to take your questions or comments. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, before we get out of here. Brother Davis and Sister Davis will have Wise Wednesday tomorrow. And otherwise, there won't be a show on Thursday or Friday. We will have one, God willing, on Monday. But before we get out of here, if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Jump into it before we get out of here. We got like a couple of minutes before we have to end the show. I think we got 1 minute before. So if you have a question or comment, now's the time to do it. We got a caller that's in queue. Go ahead, Mel. Shoot.
What's up, brother? I just wanted to say good show, man, and safe travels and peace and all that love.
My man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. And to you as well. Give my regards to the queen and the young princess.
I came home last night.
I know she did. I know she did. And continue, you know, brother, with all of our children, all of our precious children, please, everyone, instruct them on how to master the art of being lonely. Because every true prince and princess must master the art of being lonely. Because the decisions that they are going to weigh as king and queen, they're going to have to be rootedly grounded in the truth of what's been put into them by you. Teach them to master the art of being lonely so that they won't feel that they have to do something popular. So much love, much respect there, Mel, and God willing, we'll see each other soon. Okay, everyone, just want to say thank you for tuning in to today's show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, because we are eternal beings. The energy can never, ever die. It can never be extinguished. It can never die. It can only transfer and can continue to go. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake.